And so then I place my fingers in her mouth, like on top of her tongue, and just rub it around. And then I have her suck. And it's just such a hot thing to watch. You know, that she's tasting herself. And then, you know, she has on her lips. And then I get to lean over and kiss her. And taste her pleasure for me. At that point, I put her hands down, I let them go, because I know she wants to use her hands too. And I'm not as tightly pressed against her, but I know what she wants is for my leg to kind of lift up so that she can grind herself onto my thigh, which I have no issue doing that. So I do, I lift my leg up for her, and she's so happy, and I'm happy too, because I love watching her slide herself on my thigh and watch how wet it gets. And she's pulling my hair back, you know, lightly at first, and then give me a good tug, and I do the same thing back to her. And then our mouths are just all over each other. Just like vicious. Never wanting to stop. When we kiss, we just want it to go for hours. Because kissing, it's just, it's so fun and it feels so good. It intensifies every other thing. It just makes it so much better. I try to explain this to people all the time, and some get it, some don't, and that's fine. But kissing really is a beautiful act, and it just makes things so much more sensual, appealing. So our tongues, you know, are fighting each other. There's practically spit everywhere. Because they're messy kisses, and there's also because we like to spit into each other's mouth. So, you know, we stop and I tell her to open her mouth wide, and then I'll lean over and I'll slowly let my spittle drop into her mouth, and then she closes her mouth and takes it, just swallows it. And then she'll do the same to me. And it's such a beautiful thing in a way. It's like a vulnerable act, and you're trusting someone, you know? You're trusting someone with something that I guess is not really a normal thing. But I just do find it very intimate. So I decide to walk over to the bed, and she wants to sit down. And so I have her take off her shirt. And she wants to be the one to pull my slip dress off. So she does. And I admire how she takes off my dress slowly, and I also admire how shiny my thigh got. Just the cloth and under my skin from how wet she was from rubbing herself on me. Just so beautiful. So then we're both naked, and she sits on the bed and she wants me to sit on her with my legs wrapped around her back. And so that's what we do. And we passionately kiss. again. We pull at each other's hair. You know, there's some grabbing of throats and a little fun with choking, but not as intense. Our bodies just keep pushing into each other. We just don't want to have any loss of contact. We just want body heat, body sweat, skin on skin. And it just feels good. You know, I have her breasts against mine, feeling them brush against mine, the nipples, and just all the sensations I get when that's happening, or when fingers are running up and down my skin, playing with my hair, you know, going down the side of my waist, you know, to my ass. It's just, and she loves when my feet are, you know, caressing her. When they're wrapped around her, I can caress her with my feet, and she really, really loves that. And pushing our pussies together because we really want friction. We like this position for that. And you know, I'll take her breasts into my mouth in pleasure. And she does the same with me. And usually we like to go a little longer with that, you know, biting and tugging and sometimes bruising, but not now. We're getting ourselves worked up for another thing, and that is clit to clit. So I'm dying to have an orgasm with her by rubbing our clits together simultaneously, and I know it's gonna feel so fucking good. So I have her lay back on her side, and then I lay on my side, but we're facing each other. And so we're kind of going to do a scissor maneuver, you know. I put her leg up, and then I kind of slide my, you know, pussy in that little junction there. And then my other leg will be kind of bent down. Unless if we want to lift it up some more, my leg can stretch out more into a scissoring kind of position, if you understand. But the whole point is just that we want to angle it just right so that we have clit to clit action. We want to rub our pussies so bad, and they're already so wet, soaked. And this way, by doing this, we're able to look at each other, to make out, and that even intensifies it more. So, in the position that we're in, we both have our clits pretty much enmeshed. They're there together, and it feels so And so then we just start moving. And it's not like porn where, you know, a lot of the women that scissor, it's like they're pounding on each other and, you know, going really fast. But with us, it takes time. Banging on each other's pussy, I don't find intriguing whatsoever. I prefer just moving, you know, up and down, up and down, slowly, you know, have a nice pace, you know, get yourself worked up, and you hear the juices while we're moving. Oh, God, that turns me on. just going up and down. We're moving like sideways. And just pushing as hard as we can into each other. So we just keep moving and moving and moving. It's not going to take long, but it's such a cool sight to look down and watching two pussies making out. That's what it is. It's just like two pussies making out right there, and it's like wet, sloppy, messy kisses. So then we start speeding up our kisses because we feel that will intensify, you know, orgasm, make it come quicker. And so we do. And, you know, the breathing's hard at this point because we're moving, we're kissing messy and hard, and it's just like sloppy kiss and breathing into each other's mouths because, you know, we're all hot and heavy and, you know, we're getting winded. And then finally, oh God, finally, it's about to come. And we want to scream, both of us, because we're so loud. It's like, oh God, oh God, oh God, oh God, oh God, oh God, oh fuck, oh fuck, oh fuck. Kind of like that. But imagine another girl doing that with me too. Oh God. And it just feels so good. And then it doesn't even just end like that. I, you know, remove my leg and I go down on her and I clean every last drop, every last drop I clean from the inside, I clean from the outside, and I save as much as I can in my mouth. And then I go up to her, you know, I lay on top of her, and I just look at her, and she knows, you know, she says, "You got my surprise." I said, "Yes, I did get you a surprise. Your prize. Our prize. All together." And so I have her open her mouth. And I share it with her. We both taste so good. And there's so much wetness. Good and powerful. Yeah. And, you know, you think maybe we'll end it like that tonight and just relax, but I'm pretty sure that would want to have another round again, probably like, who knows, 15, 20 minutes. So that's definitely a fantasy that I want. It's nothing crazy, nothing too out there, but it's one I haven't done yet, and I know I will get to do it soon, very soon. Thank you guys, good night.